Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Stories about child sex slavery and human trafficking we don't often associate with our own personal lives. We associate those with international criminals, something happening overseas by terrible people. But every so often, we find connections with our own friends, our own co-workers, and that's exactly what the new film called Whistleblower tells a story of.
The UN has to do something. They can't knowingly have one of their men involved in rape, kidnapping, and torture.
How do you do this if you work for the UN?
I'm an American police officer. Doesn't matter who I work for, I wouldn't let anybody get away with this.
So if we go to court, you promise you can stop these men?
Well, I can't promise I can stop all these men.
If you cannot promise, then why do we agree?
It's an excerpt from The Whistleblower, inspired by the real story of Kathy Bulkovac. While working in Bosnia, Kathy undercovered a wide-scale sex, slavery, and trafficking scandal that involved U.S. military contractors and the United Nations. The Whistleblower is directed by Larissa Kondracki, who joins us today with Kathy Bulkovac. Good morning to both of you.
Hi. Thank you.
You know, let me start with you first, Kathy, because your background and your previous history before you started this job would not have led either you or anyone else to think that you would be cracking open an international child sex slave system.
Well, yes and no, because I had been a police officer for 10 years in Lincoln, Nebraska, and I had worked in sex crimes and especially child sexual abuse. So that aspect of it came pretty naturally for me. But the idea of actually finding my own kind, police officers who were there to help the country and to build this nation, was what was so atrocious and appalling for me to uncover.
So explain to us, I mean, many people won't have seen this movie or know much about the story. So explain the timeline of events. You were working there. You discovered this going on. And did you know right away that it involved people that were working in the same position as you?
Well, I had an inkling of that before I ever went to Bosnia, because the company who hired me during the training program, one of the gentlemen who was going over with me, and I use the term gentleman very loosely, announced poolside one evening that he knew where to find really nice 12 to 15-year-olds. So for myself, I had a little bit of knowledge prior to that going in, but tried to bury that and not really accept that, hoping I'd misheard this guy.
But you hadn't misheard him.
Absolutely not.
All right. So, Larissa Kondracki, you end up deciding to tell this story. And, you know, this isn't an easy story to tell because, A, it's a horrific thing to contemplate, but also because we don't like to think about the people that work in the United Nations doing anything other than good.
Right. And I mean, you know, to be honest with you and to be upfront, I do believe that the United Nations is a worthwhile organization, and I think it has a reason for existing. And I think, if anything, Kathy, myself, all of us involved in this film are trying to hold them accountable to the mandate that they first put out. And in terms of the film being difficult, yes and no. I mean, it's Kathy was very inspiring. Her story lent itself to a film. And I think that a movie can have it might be corny, but I believe in the power of movies. And I think, obviously, Rachel Weisz is incredible in it. There's a way in. There's a great character. And it's definitely a thriller that way. And hopefully people walk out afterwards thinking about it. But I think, similar to those early 70s films, it's a good story.
Well, and it's also relatively timely at this point. Although we're talking about things that occurred in Bosnia during the Balkan Wars and what came after, the idea of a whistleblower is very much in the headlines at this point, not just with what's going on
Sure.
with the News Corp, but also in terms of WikiLeaks.
Yep.
Go ahead. And so obviously you didn't know when you began this film that the idea of blowing the whistle would become such an important topic globally.
You know, when you really look into it, it seems to always be timely. There's the issue of whistleblowing, but in general, large organizations, be it banking systems, be it current kind of private contractors in the Middle East, in Africa, large organizations that should be held accountable seems to be very relevant at all times.
We're speaking with Larissa Kondracki there. She's the director of the new film, The Whistleblower, which is inspired by the real story of our other guest, Kathy Bulkovac. You know, Kathy, oftentimes when you see these stories about somebody like yourself blowing the whistle on something like a wide-scale sex slavery network,
a lot of us think, well, I'd do the same thing. But, you know, when you really think about it, especially watching this film, I mean, I just don't know if I would. I mean, you put your life in danger by doing this.
Well, yeah, I guess it was a very hard choice I had to make, but it did come, like I said, rather naturally because of the background that I had. And I get that question quite a bit, and people really are quite thoughtful in that. And most people would not come forward because of the fear of retaliation and the fear of job loss and the fear of, you know, the negative publicity that goes along with all of this. So,
and you lost your job.
Yes, I did. I was terminated, yeah.
And were there other repercussions?
Well, not to the people who terminated me, but certainly for me, it was a huge, huge change in my life. And I've never been able to return to international law enforcement. And I have had to do several career changes the past 10 years just to survive.
So Kathy, if there's somebody else at this point contemplating blowing the whistle, what advice would you give them?
Well, I think you have to follow your heart and you have to do what's right for you. And I certainly don't recommend that everyone blow the whistle. You need to have your ducks in a row. You need to have a good attorney on board. And you need to be aware that this certainly is not something that you'll be termed to be incredible. You know, your credibility will be lost. People will try and ruin you. So you really do need to be prepared for all that. You need to be prepared to face what is to come. But then again, if you do have that kind of evidence that you want to bring forward, it should be good, it should be powerful, and it should be legitimate evidence and not just hearsay or gossip.
Do you think, Larissa, that we come away with a message from this film? Is it that one should blow the whistle? Is it that people get away?
No, I mean, I definitely think you do. I mean, I think you walk out going, look at the difference one person can make. And the film does sort of have an open ending, and I think it's we're definitely hoping that this becomes part of the public discourse. But Kathy did something. She inspired me to do something. And hopefully, and you know, the film is playing very, very well. We've been at a lot of festivals. We've won a lot of festivals. We're getting great reviews. And I really hope it becomes something that people talk about. So I don't think Kathy's story ended in 2001 with her termination. I think it's still continuing. And I have to say that I firmly believe that the film will make a difference. I mean, you know, the UN, we're waiting for their response. They have seen the film. There's a lot of internal discussions going on about whether they should publicly embrace it or if they should do damage control. So, you know, people have been asking for it. The New York Times, CNN's going to do a special. So I don't think the story is over.
A lot of changes are actually starting to happen now within Congress and Senate as well.
Do you hope you might get your job back in law enforcement?
I don't think that'll ever be an option to get that particular job back, because to do that I would have to go back to work for a military contractor similar to who I worked for before.
And
until they actually make some changes internally, that's not a possibility for me. But I wouldn't mind working again for an international organization, working on these issues and investigating these types of crimes.
And maybe The Whistleblower, this film, will be an addition to your resume. Larissa Kondracki is the director of the new film, The Whistleblower, and the person on whom the film is based, Kathy Bolkovic, an American peacekeeper and author of the book, The Whistleblower, Sex Trafficking, Military Contractors, and One Woman's Fight for Justice. Thanks to both of you.
It's kind of like Aaron Brockovich meets Blood Diamond there. Interesting.
Kind of.
Yeah. It's a you know, one person's fight, and you know, it becomes a legal battle when you're a whistleblower.
Not, yeah, absolutely. She lost her job. Yeah.
Indeed. More of The Takeaway is off the air by heading to our site, thetakeaway.org. While you're there, you can see the latest from D.C. correspondent Todd Zwillick as he tweets what's happening in Congress on that frustrating debt ceiling debate. Stay up to date on this story by checking out thetakeaway.org. And, of course, we always want to hear what you have to say. What's your prediction for how the debt debate is going to play out? We've had a discussion with Louise Story about the implications for you. What are you seeing in your own life? I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.